Thank you, Jesus. You're the worthy Lamb that was slain for our salvation, our redemption, our healing, our peace. The God who knows everything about us and can rightly judge us. But instead, you've extended mercy and grace, granting us the gift of your righteousness that we may have access to your presence. God, you love us. And we thank you for your awesome love. Mighty God, we worship you. Receive our worship. Thank you, Lord, that your ears are open to hear us. And Lord, oh God, not only will you hear us, you will answer, you will respond, and you will do so speedily. We obey your calling tonight, for we fret not and we worry not. We do what your word says we should do. We present all things before you in prayer, in our supplication, knowing, O God, that you will meet us here and do for us what no man can do for us. Help of the helpless. Help your people. We pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome, everyone. Oh, praise God. It is good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. You may be seated to seek Him. The Word of God says in the book of Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 4 and 5 say to us, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord all the way. In essence, no matter what's happening in your life, rejoice. It is hard to do when you are dwelling on your circumstance. When things are not following the way you like it to, and the lines are not falling in pleasant places for you. Well, God says, rejoice. But why? Because He says He causes all things to work together for our good. If I may put it this way, with every test, there is a testimony. You don't have a testimony if you've not gone through something. A plant that is left in-house is not as strong as a plant of the same age, same pedigree, that's outside. Life makes us tough. But in that toughness, God wants us also to be tender. In the struggles that we go through, God releases strength to us. But that strength comes because we are rejoicing. If you're not rejoicing, you get weak, not strong. Every day is not the same, but we are thankful of this, that the Word of God says, this is the day the Lord God has made. God made this day. And the psalmist says, I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will rejoice in this day. You know what? Think about it for a moment. The devil didn't make any day. And if he hasn't made a day, there is no day I cannot rejoice. There's no day I cannot will to rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad this day. Yes, I got bad news, but I will rejoice and be glad this day. I got good news, but I will rejoice and be glad this day. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. He causes us to triumph always. Always. So the first thing we're going to do tonight is to do what the Word of God says. You know, some Caribbean guy sang many years ago, don't worry, be happy. That guy got some good news. He was saying something that was really true, but it came from this word. So I don't know where you are today. I don't know what's happened to you all week. What's going to happen tomorrow? What challenges you've overcome? But it doesn't matter whether you are going into some situation, are in some situation, or have gone through some situation. Rejoice in the Lord always. That's what the Word of God says. And again, I say, rejoice. And again, I say, rejoice. So I don't know what your rejoicing face looks like. Just do it now. Hallelujah. Ah, praise the Lord. It's time to rejoice in the Lord. All the way, I'm celebrating the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Let all things that have bread give praise unto the Lord. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for victory. Thank you, Lord, for acceleration. Thank you, Lord, for favor. Thank you, Lord, for increase. Thank you, Lord, for expansion. And thank you, Lord, oh God, for all things, every experience. For, Lord, oh God, in all things, you are bringing us into a fullness of divine favor. Blessed be the name of the Most High God forever. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Oh, glory. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Rababa Shakaha. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Rebalaba Sheke Rebaka. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. Blessed be your holy name. We rejoice in you. We rejoice in you. Victory is ours. 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 Victory, oh God. Victory over every situation. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, Lord God Almighty. Have your way, oh God. In our lives, Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Yes. Amen. It says, let your moderation be known unto all men. That is a very interesting word. Let your moderation be known unto all men. It's a strange word. Because this word that is translated here as moderation is a Greek word called epikeisi. And it means to be mild. It means to be gentle. It says, let your gentleness, your mildness, be known unto all men. It can also be translated as patience. What is it getting at? What is it getting at? What is God trying to say to us by that word epikeisi? Let your gentleness be known. Your mildness, your patience be known. Ah, this is it. It means don't let the devil see any sign that you care. Let him not say anything that you got frazzled. Don't give him a sign. The only thing he should see you doing is celebrating. God, but you don't know my problems. He says, don't worry about it. If man cannot see it, the devil cannot see it. That's interesting. The devil reads you to figure out whether what he's doing is working. And if you don't give him any hint that it's working, he quits and tries to figure out something else that gives you breathing space. It gives you time to get refreshed and rejoice in strengthens you. The joy of the Lord is my what? My strength. It gives you the ability to wear out the enemy because it doesn't know that it's working. Because you're not showing any sign. No sign. I guess it's not working. What should we do now? Well, he's thinking, what should we do now? You're resting. You're resting in the Lord and in his goodness. Epikeisi. What? You know, the word of God is so powerful. Therein are all the keys we need. You mean I can let the devil keep at me because I show him that what he's doing is working? You can tell a lot of things by just watching people. Let your moderation epikeisi be known unto all men, your patience, your gentleness, the mildness. Let it be known unto all men. Why? The Lord is at hand. The Lord is with you. Let me put it this way. You say you've got a big God, or you have a very powerful father. and you're this little kid, and there's an enemy coming your way, and you know your father is here, and you start screaming and crying and falling apart, your father is here. You know what you just said? I don't think, Dad, you can handle this. You can't handle this. Because if you can handle it, I'll say, hey, you can't do nothing to me. My father is here. My father is here. He says, the Lord is at hand. He's right there with you. So be cool. I think that's even a better word to use. Just be cool. Chill. Your papa is with you. You don't need to worry. Does that mean there's nothing to worry about? Of course, there's all kinds of things to worry about. But I don't have to worry about it because I got a papa who's on my side. He's at hand. Amen? So I'm not going to shame my God by fretting, worrying, falling apart, griping and complaining. No, I know he can handle it. I might not be able to handle it, but I know he can handle it. Because he said, watch this, I will never, what? Oh, so you know the verse. I just said, I will never. It could be anything else. I will never leave you, nor what? Forsake you. I'm not going to run away. I'm not going to see some big devil come in your way and take over. I say, I've not seen this kind of devil before. This one is too big for me to handle. No, if David understood the greatness of his God, and he said to Goliath, who is this uncircumcised Philistine to open his big mouth and talk about my big God? And he runs towards Goliath, and he takes Goliath down. Not because of something extraordinary that he had. He just had a sling and 5 stones. But Goliath came down and he cut off Goliath's head with Goliath's sword. Tonight, we're going to pray. Father, manifest in me the characteristics of a great warrior who has no fear, the characteristics of a man with great courage, who goes against the forces of darkness, boldly, in spite of the challenges. Will you pray that prayer with me tonight? Rise and pray. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, O God, for the ability to stand strong in the power of your might, to stand in the integrity of the power of your Holy Spirit, to do great warfare and experience, O God, your goodness. Thank you, Lord, O God, for the ability, O God, to move with the unction of supernatural grace. Walking, O God, and moving, O God, with the characteristics, O God, of a great warrior. Lord, O God, filled with great courage to face every and any challenge. Thank you, Lord, O God, that this mouth will not speak anything that shames your name. But, Lord, O God, that I will make my boast in you at all times. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the fiery grace of your power working in and through me. For, Lord, you are a consuming fire. So, Father, this day we speak your name. We speak your name. And we say, oh God, by the authority of your word, oh God, go forth. Oh, Father, go forth in the awesomeness of your power and consume away whatever it is that stands before us. In the name of Jesus, let it be consumed by your fire, by your presence. You are here. And Lord, oh God, because you are with me and because you are with us, we have no fear. Because you are with us, we are more than conquerors. For greater are you in us than he that's in the world. Blessed be your holy name, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It says, you may be seated. It says, be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing. That word, to be careful, means not to be anxious. Be anxious for nothing. We are filled with a world where people are anxious. To the extent that we have what people may call panic attacks or anxiety attacks, it is a spirit. Where it just seems like your whole world is falling apart, you're going to die right now. Sometimes it comes from nowhere, just bang, and you're anxious. I'm going to die, or whatever. And the Word of God says, don't be anxious. Don't let anxiety come in there and impact your thought life. Don't be anxious. That word, merinao, well, it's not an English word, of course, it's a Greek word, but when I look at that word, merinao, I see Mary, and I see nao, and it basically sounds to me like no merriness. So it sounds like merry nail. And that's what anxiety is. It strips you of your joy. It says, don't let anything strip you of your joy. Because then you're going to get anxious. And when you are anxious, you start doing crazy stuff. You start talking crazy. You start belittling yourself. What is wrong with me? And blah, 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 and so on and so forth. Says, don't do that. Well, if God is saying to us, be careful for nothing, it means he's giving us the power. God's not going to ask you to do something that you can't do. It means you can make a decision. You can take a decision here and say, I'm not going to be anxious. I don't care what is happening right now. I am not going to be anxious. I'm not going to allow anxiety to come here and control my thinking. Because when you get anxious, you start making serious mistakes. And that's not our portion. Amen? He says, this is what I want you to do instead. But in everything, in everything, by prayer, prosuke. That's what prayer is. Well, you may wonder, you know, do you have to teach about something before we pray about it? Yeah, we pray with understanding. When you know why you're praying and you have the foundation, you pray in faith and in knowing. Prayer is your prophetic declaration. Let me say it again. Prayer is your prophetic declaration. Prayer is more you speaking what you want to see happen. Recognizing, come. You know God knows the problem already, right? So why are you telling him about the problem when you know he knows it? Sometimes our prayer belittles God. Prayer is starting out, Father, I receive the mind of Christ concerning the situation that I'm about to address before you. I will, he says, if you say to this mountain, is that what he said? Have God's kind of faith. If you say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which who? You say. Believing that those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have what you say. It's not what God said, you say. And that's what happens in the place of prayer. You're going to say some things now, not confirming what the devil is doing, what your circumstance is. You are saying what you want to see happen. Most of our prayer is 90% complaining about something, and then we sprinkle it with, you know, some I believe I receive. But what did you receive? You just spent 90% of your time talking about problems. So is that what you're receiving? Is that what you want, the problems? Or are you going to spend your time speaking what you know you should have? Saying what you want to see happen, and then saying, I receive it. I receive what I just said. I receive what I just declared. I receive what I just proclaimed out of my mouth. It has come forth out of my mouth. I am getting it. And I don't doubt it. I believe I have received it. That's what prosuke is. It's the prophesying of the word of truth, what you want to see happen. And then supplication is the supply of your application. It's like a compound word, the supply of your application. You're supplying your application. For what? For the weapons of warfare that you need to accomplish what you want. Amen? So it says, don't worry, don't become anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Your request. Your request. Your request. Your request is what you're asking to be done. It is not you restating the problem. It's the solution that you're asking to bring about concerning that situation. So what, come again. I want you to listen real good here. The most important prayer you can pray on a daily basis is to thank God that you have the mind of Christ. Why is that important? It means that you have the mind of God concerning whatever it is, and therefore you can boldly say what you are saying based on that truth. Make sense? You got it. This is what I want. Father, I declare that I receive such and such to resolve issues that are before me right now. You know them well. Father, I thank you that victory has already been put in place, and I walk in that victory in Jesus' name. So my prayer time is not more proclamations of problems. It's a prophetic declaration of answers. Oh. Prophetic declaration of answers. And you know who the answer they say is? Jesus is the answer. Hallelujah. Okay, so here we're going to pray this. God, I want your mind fully operational in me at all times so that I can say what you are saying. Amen? We need to think like God thinks. Praise the Lord. God is not perturbed or worried. He knows what he's going to do. I need to know what needs to be done. This is part of our growth process in Christ Jesus. Amen? Having the mind of Christ concerning my finances, concerning my marriage, concerning my business, concerning my work, concerning my health, concerning everything. What is the mind of God concerning this? This morning I was thinking about something the Lord shared with me some time back. And he said to me, he said, when it comes to sickness or any other thing, first said to me many years back, he said, all of my word is a command to be obeyed. He said, all of your word. Yeah, all of my promises, they're a command to be obeyed. I said, what's that mean? I said, so are you telling me that your promise for healing is a command to be obeyed? He said, yes, that's what I'm saying. How does that work? He said, you tell your body that is sick, hey, this is what the word of God says, obey it. Oh, that's what I'm supposed to do. Yeah, it's a command. I've not spoken a word that's not a command. And when I give a promise, it's a command. So, speak the command. Wow, that was awesome. And long after that, it says, did you know that you're never sick? I said, I don't understand. He said, none of my children are sick. I said, I still don't understand. He said, you know that you're a spirit that has a soul and you live in a body. I said, Yes? He said, when your body is sick, you're not sick, your body is sick. I said, okay, what does that mean? He said, stop claiming the sickness. Because you are a spirit and you're not sick. Oh. So tell your body what it's going to do. It's supposed to serve you. Wow. That's having the mind of Christ. So if your body is sick, you tell it what to do. Obey the word of God. You are supposed to help me fulfill my mandate. Get repaired. You have immunity in there. Immune system, start working. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know how, you know, when you do that, then you can be at peace. Don't have to worry about it. So we're going to pray, God, I receive the mind of Christ so that I know what I need to do at all times to address the situations that need to be addressed in the earth realm. Because God, watch this now, Amos 3:7 says, categorically, it says, God cannot do anything in the earth except that he first reveals his secrets to his servants, the what? Prophets. Surely the Lord God will do nothing. Surely the Lord God will do what? Nothing. Surely the Lord God will do nothing. Okay. It does not say the Lord God will do nothing until he tells the secrets to his servants, the prophets, then he does it. He just says, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but that changes the whole structure. But revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. And the next verse says, the lion hath roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken. Who can but what? Prophesy. So Paul says, you can all prophesy. That's what he said. We can all prophesy. In the book of Revelation, God speaks to John and says, prophesy again. Say it again. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up your heads, ye everlasting doors. Who's talking? Tell me, always wants to speak up and challenge. The Lord God, the one who's mighty in battle. I'm the one talking. Are you sure? Who is this King of Glory? He says it again. The devil came at the Lord 3 times, but he had the mind of the Father. The mind of the Father was in the Word. So we're going to pray this prayer. These are all foundational prayers that we can apply to particular things, speaking prophetically as we are led by the Spirit of God. Amen? I receive the mind of Christ so I can resolve every issue with a prophetic voice. Amen? That's going to be our prayer right there. I receive that mind of Christ so I can prophetically address and resolve any situation. No matter what it is, I'll have the mind of Christ and I'll speak what God says. Amen? Praise God. All right, let's do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for the mind of Christ. Thank you, Lord, O God, for the mind of Christ. Thank you, Lord, for the mind of Christ. Thank you, Lord, O God, that we have your mind. And because we have your mind, Lord, O God, our prayer is prosuke. Lord, O God, it is saying what you are saying. It is saying what's in your mind. Father, in Jesus' name, we receive that grace. Lord, O God, our minds been renewed. O God, by the authority of your word, our minds renewed by the cleansing of your word, our minds renewed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ that sanctified it. Lord, O God, let every level of our mind right this very moment, O God, be sanctified by the very presence of your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, sanctified minds, Lord, O God, erase from our thinking, from our mindset, everything that is contrary to your will, contrary to your word. Lord, O God, in the conscious and the subconscious levels, O God, address everything now. We give you praise, O God, for this. We give you praise for this. We give you praise for this, that our minds are sanctified. Our minds are sanctified. We have the mind of Christ, and therefore, because we have your mind, we are declaring your will. We are declaring your word. We are, O God, in alignment with what you want done. Father, not resisting your word, not resisting your mandate, not resisting your purpose, but Lord, O God, speaking what's on your mind. And that which is on your mind is that which will be made manifest before us. So, Lord, O God, this day we cancel out every contrary voice, every contrary thought, every mindset, oh God, that is not in alignment. Father, this day we cut off from the roots. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is consumed to its very roots. It must not exist anymore. So, Lord, oh God, our minds, oh God, are pure and holy. They are the mind of the Most High God. We are in alignment with you. We are in agreement with you. Lord, O God, everything within us glorifies you. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we call it so done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want that mind of Christ fully operational in us at all times so that we can say what God is saying regarding every area of our lives. We receive that mind of Christ and we prophetically declare resolution to whatever issues we face personally or we face in the community. Our God is a good God. Amen? Praise God. You may be seated. It says when we do this, the peace of God, the irene of God, will stand guard over our hearts and our minds. Hallelujah. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's the result. The peace of God the irene of God. A fuller translation of that statement, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, that is beyond understanding, shall stand as a garrison, as a military force around your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. I remember many years ago, the Lord had asked me a question. He said to me, he said, "Son, what is the most violent word in the Bible?" And I, you know, smart aleck, I said, violence. He said, "No, that's not it." I said, "Lord, I don't know. What is it? What's the most violent word in the Bible?" And I was shocked at his response. He said, "The most violent word in the Bible is peace." I said, "What? How? How can peace be the most violent word?" He said, "For you to be at peace, peace has to fight for you." Wow. He stands like a military force and begins to fight for you. Wow. The word of God, sometimes, you know, we think we understand, we don't. He has to teach us. He has to help us. So we're going to ask this level. We're going to ask, "Father, let peace go to war for me. Let peace go to war for me. Let peace go to war for me." You know, strangely enough, there was an American president that understood, strangely, how that works. He said, "You have to keep peace, you have to be forceful. You cannot be weak. Weakness generates wars." That's interesting. He must have found it in the Bible. You want to be at peace? Let peace go fight for you. Peace shows God's strength. That word peace in the Old Testament covers a whole slew of stuff. It basically covers everything. It covers your health, covers your wealth, covers your peace, covers every area of your life. Peace. The shalom of God. Shalom. So we are going to ask God to have peace, go fight for us. Peace, go fight concerning financial issues. Peace goes and fights. And I have no financial issues. Concerning health issues, peace goes to fight. So, we're going to pray this prayer. It's a very simple prayer. Peace of God that passeth all understanding, go fight for me. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father, that you are the God of peace. And yet, you are the God of war. In our natural minds, we cannot bring those two things together effectively. But in your mind, those two things go together. So we speak, O God, with a mind that is birthed in you. Peace of God, which surpasses every form of understanding. Go to war for us concerning issues that we know about and issues that we do not know about. Go to war. Peace of God. War for us. War for your people. War for the saints. War for us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we give you praise, O God, that peace is shattering every stronghold. It is destroying addictions right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Peace is destroying the stronghold of indebtedness. Peace is destroying sicknesses and diseases. Peace is destroying marital issues. Peace is destroying every contrary voice. It is shutting down everything that does not belong. But for us, there is a calm, there is a rest, because peace has taken war against that which wanted to war against us. Peace has destroyed every negativity, every negative word, destroyed every curse. Thank you, Lord, that you, the Prince of Peace, came to grant us wholeness in every area of our lives. Blessed be your holy name forever, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. I would love to close it here, but I keep on hearing in my spirit that we need to do something else. So I'd like you to come with me to Psalm 103, and we're going to just pray one whole segment together. Psalm 103, you may be seated. I'll try to get this done as quickly as possible. Psalm 103. It says here, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen? Hallelujah. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. We're going to pray all of those verses together. Start out with, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. That's a command. Bless his holy name. In other words, if you are in me and you don't want to bless the Lord, get out. Lungs, you bless the Lord. If you don't want to bless the Lord, get out. You have a replacement. Hallelujah. God has spare parts. Praise God. Anything within me that is not working, you got to bless the Lord. And you're going to bless the Lord by being healed. Praise God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, everything in me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And they are new every morning. True? Every morning. There are benefits for every day. He's a God who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Every iniquity, every part and lifestyle that brings me in the path of contradiction, he forgiveth all of that and he heals all diseases. He takes care of all iniquities and takes care of all diseases. And he redeems my life, your life, from destruction. Snatches us out from that which is destructive. And crowns us with his loving kindness and his tender mercies. And finally says, who satisfied thy mouth with good things. Remember, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So God puts good things inside of us, and we prophesy good things. And he says, that's how your youth is renewed, like the eagles. When you're getting older, you're getting younger. Wow. That's a good thing. This is less expensive than laser surgery. Hallelujah, and oil of Olay. And satisfied my mouth with good things, so I speak good things. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is very important for me because I'm turning 65 next Friday. But look at me. I'm cute. Glory be to God. Amen. So we're going to say, Lord, I declare by the word of command that everything in my life aligns with you. I am renewed by your presence, by your favor, by your authority, by your word. My mouth is filled with good things. Amen? You got it? Let's do it. Praise the Lord. I'm sure Kristen is going to help us put it together. She's so good at this. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, we are thankful that everything within our lives, this very moment, by the word of command, lines themselves in obedience to the authority of your word. Everything lines up right this very moment. Everything, oh God, that comes forth out of my mouth is because, Lord, oh God, that you have satisfied my mouth with good things. And therefore, I speak the good things that you've invested in me. I speak prosperity. I speak, oh God, divine health. I speak youthfulness. I speak favor. I speak, oh God, grace in abundance. I speak life. I thank you, Lord, oh God, that all that you have ordained to be fulfilled in my life are happening right now without delay. They are moving, oh God, at incredible speeds. They are accelerated and they are fulfilled in my life this very moment. All things are lining up in the name of Jesus. Finances lined up properly. health lined up properly, marriage lined up properly, parenthood lined up properly, my children lined up properly, my grandchildren lined up properly, your church lined up properly, oh God, partners, oh God, in ministry lined up properly, all things, oh God, in order. For Lord, oh God, your word, oh God, has gone forth as peace to force all things to line up. They bow to that name that is above every other name, the name of our sovereign Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All things are made right. In Jesus' mighty name, we call it so done. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I'm so glad that you came tonight to pray and to seek the face of God. I trust that something that was said, principles that were laid down, for the word of God says, I'll give to you the keys of the kingdom. And I believe that every time we come together, we must receive keys of the kingdom that will help us fulfill our mandate. Amen? Praise God. Well, at this time, let us honor God with our giving. Let's release that gift of faith, the tithe, the offering, whatever it is that God may have spoken to you to do, just do that, and the Lord will honor your faith. If you need an envelope, just raise your hand, and an envelope will be gotten to you if that's what you need. And if you need anything, just wave your hand and we'll make sure that you're cared for. Those online, you may respond accordingly, either through the website or through the e-transfer mode. Praise God. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. He is alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to give to a living God. You are not dead. You are alive, and therefore you are able to honor your promises. We receive the full impact of your promises. We thank you, Father, that you are the God who multiplies our seed sown. Let there be increase in every area. And may we forever walk in the fullness of your grace. In Jesus' name we ask it. Thank you, Lord, for answered prayers. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, thank God for those of you that have been with us on Facebook and YouTube and Reddit and whatever other platforms. I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday and next Friday, and of course on Sunday, May the 1st. I have a very powerful word for every one of us, and I look forward to meeting you right here. May God bless you richly and be at peace. Love you. And good night. you.